Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amherst supervisor Brian Culpa is joining us this morning after another pedestrian accident on a dangerous stretch of Niagara Falls Boulevard. Brian, was this latest accident in the area where speed was recently reduced?
Yeah, it was. And unfortunately, I'm back on the air talking about another pedestrian accident.
What is the solution for something like this? That we've heard about all these safety measures taking place, but it seems like these keep on happening. Have the safety measures reached that area by the Rite Aid Plaza yet? And if they have, what exactly more needs to be done here?
So I'll tell you, the unfortunate part for all this was that this happened before dawn, and it was an area just north of where we already have lighting. So whether lighting would have solved this issue or helped in this scenario, I don't know. Bottom line is, you know, we are coming up the boulevard with a lighting project. The speed has been reduced. Frankly, I think it needs to be reduced another 5 miles an hour. You know, we're asking people to drive at ridiculously high speeds through a very, very dense set of neighborhoods right now. So be looking for further speed reduction and then changes to the road geometry. I mean, the road's just too wide. The lanes don't need to be as wide as they are. The road doesn't need to be as wide as it is.
Yeah, I was just about to say, if you're talking about reducing speed, I mean, you could be running into a situation like with the Skajakwita, because it seems like a road that you should be going fast down.
You know what? Here's the thing, right? With the Skajakwita, you know, it's an expressway. The vehicle that, you know, kind of, you know, caused the direction to slow the speeds down actually left the highway when it hit and unfortunately killed somebody. This is different. This is a very dense urban area, and we're asking vehicles to carry that kind of speed through neighborhoods. That's inappropriate. And if you're going to have Rite Aids and you have local pharmacies, if you're going to have businesses and people getting off buses to cross, you know, that street, then the least you could do is slow it down like you did the Skajakwita. The bottom line is, apparently we haven't reached that critical stage yet. I would argue that we've long passed it, and drastic measures now need to be taken.
Yeah, how do you even compare the two with the number of accidents, pedestrian and otherwise, on Niagara Falls Boulevard compared to the Skajakwita? Yet the Skajakwita, it seemed like everything changed immediately after the death of that toddler.
It makes you... It really makes you think, you know, about what we're trying to do with our roads. You know, roads are not just for vehicles. Roads have to be crossed by pedestrians. When we have buses bringing pedestrians, you know, onto the street, and we have businesses where those people work and shop and do business, you know, lining the road, we need to account for those people. And that road does not account for pedestrians.
Brian, do you know in this latest incident if the pedestrian was crossing in a crosswalk?
I don't know. I know that the pedestrian was crossing from a bus stop to his place of work. And that bus stop was directly across from the business. You know, the bottom line is most people, frankly, would take that shortest route. It was a cold morning. And, you know, the gentleman tried to cross to go to his place of business, and you know, asking people to walk a quarter mile down the road is not likely going to be a solution. So let's fix the problem with real funding and real study now, because the short-term stuff's just not working.
Now, looking at the future of this, we know the lights are being put in. You've talked about reducing the speed limit. Do you see anything else being done? Is there anything else being talked about?
Well, I mean, DOT is already spending some funding going into next year, modifying the crosswalk sets, trying to do some, some better pedestrian access points. But at the end of the day, we're going to need serious pedestrian access points. And it's not just the pedestrians. You know, lost in all this are the vehicle-to-vehicle accidents are atrocious. Too much traffic moving at too high of high rate of speed.
Brian, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you. That's Brian Culpa, the Amherst Town Supervisor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.